Good morning and welcome to the Tabernacle. We welcome you this morning to Taylor Tabernacle Live. We are so happy you decided to join us, whether in person or online on Facebook or YouTube. You are joining us at Taylor Tabernacle, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Elder Jonathan Ford is our pastor. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. What a beautiful morning. Amen. Amen. Come on. Give him some praise this morning because he's worthy of it. Oh, yes. He allowed us to rise this morning, clothed in our right mind. And we are so happy that he did. Amen. Amen. We have a wonderful service in store for you this morning. Our Reverend Norman Lyons will be bringing the morning message. But this morning, first, we're going to go to the throne of grace. If you'll stand with me as we go and we talk to God, and then we're going to hear his scripture while he talks to us. Amen. Most holy and wise Father, Lord, we thank you this morning for allowing us to see another day. We thank you for your grace and mercy this morning, Heavenly Father, and we praise your holy name, Lord. We give you glory this morning, Lord, because it is due, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you picked and chose us, Lord, to love God. That you made a way for us out of no way, God. You've opened doors for us that no man can shut for us, God. You stepped out of eternity into time, God, and you made a way for salvation, God. And we thank you this morning for it. We bless your name this morning, God. We glorify your name this morning, and we praise you this morning, God. We ask you, Lord, to walk through the hospitals, God, for the sick and afflicted, Lord. We ask you to visit those in the nursing homes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help them to know that they're not left all alone, God. We bless your name this morning. We ask you, Lord, this morning, someone's contemplating taking their lives, Lord. Send someone, God, send someone to place their loving arms around them this morning. The love of the Lord, Lord. Help them to know that you love them best, God, in the name of Jesus. That you are sovereign, you are almighty, you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Not a hair falls from our head that you don't already know about, God. And we bless your name for that this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us at all times, God, through the good and the bad, God. We thank you, God. We thank you that you hold us in the hollow of your hand, God, and you shelter us in the storm. We give you glory this morning, God, and we lift your name up this morning, God. We are not ashamed to say hallelujah this morning. We're not ashamed of the glory of God this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, and we proclaim Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior this morning, God. We thank you this morning. We just say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Bless your name this morning, God. We just want to give you glory this morning, God. Hallelujah. We just want to lift your name up, God, and proclaim how good you are, God, in this sin-sick world, God. Help Taylor to be a shining example on this corner in Southwest Philadelphia, God, of your love and mercy, God. Help us to be a shining beacon that leads someone to your magnificent light, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be doers of the word, not hearers only, God. Help us to lead someone to Christ this morning, God. Help someone who is burdened this morning. Help that bond to be broken. Help that chain to be broken. Help that burden to be lifted this morning, God. And we just thank you this morning, God. Help us to say something that helps someone else, God. Help us to come out of self this morning, God, and serve you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you because we're put here to serve, God, in the name of Jesus. Not to be served, but to serve, God. To be helpers to one another, to love our brothers, to love our neighbors as ourselves, God. And we thank you this morning. We bless your name this morning. We give you praise, God. We give you honor and glory, Lord. Let the train of your robe fill this temple, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Get glory for yourself this morning, God. We give you honor and praise, God. All praise to you, God. In the mighty and holy and matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. 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 This morning we're going to go to God's word. Anybody in the vestibule, we can let come in. This morning we're going to go to Psalms chapter 38, verse 8 through 11. Psalms 34, 8 through 11. My apologies. Once again, Psalms 34, 8 through 11. Amen. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. I just want to do verse again. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Amen. 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 Come on, lift your name, lift your praise up to the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Hey, we're going to be blessed this morning. She is our friend. I think we're going to adopt her if we haven't already. Our sister Reed is going to come and bring us a sermonic selection this morning. Amen. We look forward to her coming every Sunday and blessing us with that beautiful and magnificent voice. And we just thank her for sharing with us on Sunday morning. Amen. Amen, Sister Reed.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Taylor family. Once again, it is so good to be here with you all. And just thanking the Lord for all that he has done, for how he continually makes ways. And just even as, you know, just being encouraged and listening to the prayer, you know, we were created to be the light. And so we want to be that light in darkness that shines no matter where we are. And so we need to be the lights that the Lord can send out to the north, south, east, and west. So that way we may be able to draw in to be his witnesses, drawing in his people from everywhere. And so we're so grateful for today. So send the light. There's a call come ringing o'er the restless wave. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, send the light. And a golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us pray that grace may everywhere abound. Send the light, send the light, and a Christ-like spirit everywhere be found. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. One more time,
send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. Let it shine forevermore. Let it shine forevermore.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are so grateful for what the Lord has done. So send that light. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Rhea. Amen. Hallelujah. Send the light. Hallelujah. Yes, send the light, Lord. Hallelujah. The light that never grows dim. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord this morning. Bless the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Our souls are overjoyed this morning. Hallelujah. Send the light, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Bless his name this morning. Hey, why don't we just shake off the week's dirt this morning? Shake off those bad feelings this morning. Shake off the traffic we got into this morning. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah. I invite you to stand with me this morning and just give him some glory this morning. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Lift his name. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor this morning. We thank you, God. We praise your holy name this morning. We lift you on high this morning, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 I dare you to praise him this morning and see if your circumstances don't change. Hallelujah. Give him glory and honor this morning, God. Hallelujah. Thank him that he got you through another week, because it didn't have to be so in these terrible times. Hallelujah. Thank him that he surrounds you with his arms of protection this morning, God. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name this morning, and we give him glory this morning. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Every time we turn on the television, we hear some terrible news this morning, this afternoon, this evening, God. Hallelujah. We thank you that you keep us, God. We thank you, God, that you make provision for us, God. We go home to a roof over our head, food on our table, God. We thank you, God. Warm clothes, Lord, and some of us even turned the heat on yesterday, God. But we thank you, God, that we could. Amen, God. We bless your name this morning, God. We thank you. We thank you this morning. We give you honor this morning, God, because it is due. We bless your holy name, God. We thank you. We thank you for who you are in our lives this morning, God. Hallelujah. And we give you glory this morning, God. Amen. 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 I couldn't praise him enough. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank him enough for all he's done for me and my family. We bless his holy name this morning. And we are so honored and so happy this morning to have our Reverend Norman Lyons, who's going to bring the word of the hour. We are excited to welcome him back to the pulpit as well. He's been out for a while. He's been ill, and we are going to pray his strength in the Lord this morning as he prepares to bring the holy word of God this morning. So if you would stretch your hands out towards him and receive him, God bless Reverend Lyons. God bless Reverend Lyons. God bless Reverend Lyons. Amen. Amen.
All right, yeah, because we got to keep that on the down low, because God may hear y'all and say, hold up, who's that? You know, just Norm, right? Hey, oh, thank you, sir. It's just Norm, and I hope y'all praying for me, all right? All right, all right, all right. Pastor asked me, he said, did you feel up to it? And I was like, you know, in a way, I am, because I've been doing nothing but reading, studying, praying. But, you know, this is a different story, Barb, you know. So he said, all right, just if you feel up to it. Oh, thank you. He said, take it easy. So I'm trying. And I had readers. Todd's going to read for me this morning. And I had Josh. But I didn't call anybody else when Josh told me he couldn't make it. So I was like, I just got to do it. So, listen. That scripture that well, Jesus said it actually, saying, let the church hear what the Spirit, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So I'm going to trust that you're prayed up enough to receive what God wants to tell you, because I'm not going to expand upon verse 1 or verse 2 until I get to 19. All right. All right. So we're going to Ephesians, and Todd's going to read the NIV version, because actually, no. Well, it doesn't matter. But I had a few definitions I wanted to get. All right. So first, you are switching to NIV? All right. So I'm going to have them read NIV. Maybe it'll be more grasping for you. All right. So I'm sorry. Sorry to the house. I just want to first say, God, I thank you for this opportunity once again. I thank you. You didn't throw me away or put me away or tuck me in. I thank you for letting me realize not only me, that I'm going to be all right, but that all of us, thank you. Thank you for bringing that song to me. Thank you for bringing this word to me. And thank you for the obligation and responsibility to go tell it. So with all that said, we'll have some more plays. All right. I got some support. Amen, amen. So now let me read some definitions first, and I'm gonna have Todd read. Now, what Todd's going to read is out of Ephesians 1. Now we're going to cover 1 and 2, but I'm only going to dig into one part of 2:19, okay, to the end. I'm only going to dig into that, because when I saw it, you know how you read something in the Bible, you go, man. And when you get that old man feeling, then you got to dig into it. Right. And that's how you get a revelation. Yeah. All right. That's when God is trying to tap you on your shoulder and say, look at here. You know what I mean? Because we have, you hear the Bible talking about mysteries of God all over the place, in the trifold, the manifold wisdom. Manifold wisdom, I relate to like a curtain. Many folds. You can't see it all till you spread the curtain out, you know, and the folds undo, you know. And so when I get to that point, I get real happy, because I feel special, like, okay, God, he's telling me something specific. So you got to read your Bible the same way, all right? All right. So to help us out, oh, first of all, I got to thank my wife. Because if I was driving, I'd be here tomorrow. She's Mario Andretti. That's all I can say. And when I start calling her that, Mario is still alive. I mean, still racing. She didn't even know who he was. Anyway. Yes. Yes. She know what she's doing when she's behind the wheel. Thank God. All right, all right, all right. Now, definitions, all right? Real quick. And y'all got to help me keep it moving, all right? Apostles. Some of these you're going to know, but some were in this version, and my book was explaining them. So I said, you know what? I hear you, Lord. I'm going to write them down so we can keep it moving, all right? So, apostles. A person whom the resurrected Christ had commissioned and sent on a special service, and who was gifted by the Holy Spirit for that service. Amen? All right. The next is saints. Saints is easy. That's you and me. Believers. Right? Election. Oftentimes you'll see in the book, the elect. All right. So it refers to God's plan whereby he accomplishes his will. It's God's sovereign initiative in bringing persons to faith in Christ, resulting in a special covenant or agreement relationship with him. All right, now I didn't write covenant down because I think most of you got covenant. But if you can relate covenant to a contract or agreement, it's usually God's covenant with, right? It's an agreement or contract, all right? All right, so what Ty's going to read is going to be relative to you understanding the covenant, all right? I say that's the redemption plan, which is necessary for us to get as a basis or foundation for everything we read here on and thus far, right? Okay, and this one to me is important, and you think about it, support predestination. I've been trying to get the pastor just to do a whole plan, a whole lesson on predestination. Because I think it would make a lot of us walk different, speak different, act different. If we know that not only are we chosen, but it's predestination. Like God created the world and he thought of Noah. You know what I'm saying? Like, got to let there be light. And also, let me start working on Noah. It was predestined for me to be here. It's predestined, whatever your situation is. God is in control, and not only in control, he planned it. So we got to get that part, all right? So it refers to the consistent and coherent intention of God's will, an eternal decision rendering certain that which will come to pass. Amen? I hope you got that. Next, that's important to me. Adoption is the legal declaration that we are God's sons and daughters with all the rights and privileges and duties. Amen. Amen. All right. I got two more. God's grace is God's free favor to the undeserving. Believers are given grace simply because God is gracious. Amen. All right. Redemption is sending away or banishment of our sin debt, resulting in complete forgiveness. Amen. Amen. And he's going to read the redemption plan. So I really need you to pay attention to what is being read because I'm not going to expound on it in the interest of time. All right. All right, so I explained God's covenant. I wanted to tell you that. And Gentile, you'll hear a lot. You'll hear a lot from me today about that. And I'm not going to dive into it. I'm just going to say Gentile was So God's original covenant or God's contract was with the seed, with Abraham and his seed. So everybody else was a Gentile. Like, you know, sometimes we say today a non-Jew, but it was not necessarily non-believers, because we know now we're all here, we're Gentiles and we believe. But what I'm explaining today, to make it plain and simple, is how God put the Gentile and the Jews, or Abraham's seed, or Jacob's family, or Israel. Did y'all put that together? Jacob is Israel. So the Israelites became the Jews. That contract, they were God's people. Right? The chosen. Who he gave the law to. Separated them from everybody else. But at this point, we're talking in Ephesians, God made a new plan. Nothing new under the sun. He revised, I say revised, his old plan. That the Gentile, once they heard the word, could be accepted into the family. And that's where we're going, all right? I got something to show you. I don't know if it'll blow your mind, because you may have saw it before, but it's not till I got sick. And not even when I was sick. Can I give it a little? No, I won't do that yet. Go ahead, Todd. So everybody, if you have your Bibles, go to Ephesians chapter 1. Todd's going to read for us, okay? Yeah.
Ephesians chapter 1, starting with the first verse. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe that power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Amen.
Amen. Somebody say, or I'm just going to say this, y'all hear it. We're going to be all right. We gonna be all right, no matter what. Look, I hate to say this. I was into Reverend Pastor Brown's when he started talking about the misfit, because I don't know about you, but I'm screwed up. I'm messed up. I'm jacked up. Look, and look, not that I messed up.
Right.
I am a mess.
Right.
See, if I messed up, I can ask for forgiveness. All right, maybe that'd be wiped away. God says he'll make it as far as the east is from the west. But I'm messed up. I would use another explorative if I wasn't in the church. But then my only comfort is knowing you are too. Yeah, you might not say it like me. You might not admit it, but you messed up too. Thank God. God is God. Thank God he gave us Jesus. And that's what I'm going to touch on a little. But I wanted you to understand, listen to that plan. And if you can, go back and read it. Maybe one day when I'm up here again, maybe I'll expound on it. But the pastor has touched on it, because he always says, Jesus is our down payment. That went over my head till I read that. I'm like, he said it right there. It's our down payment. That's how God, see, God is even more the God, the man to me, because of that. He predestined it. He already had a plan as he thought about the forming of earth and all of creation. He thought about us. Amen. Amen. So, I messed up. You messed up. But if God is in it, if God is here with us, we gonna be all right. All right. All right. So my secular music, when I heard, what's his name? Anyway, Kendrick Lamar. Yes. But when I heard that, I'm like, yo, that's my theme song. I am so screwed up. I'm talking about every facet, you know, even when I'm doing this. My critics say I take too long, I go off topic, I'm screwed up. But if God is in it, we're going to be all right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, so y'all bear with me, as screwed up as I am, because I know God is in this. God is with me, and for that reason, we're going to be all right. Amen, amen. All right, all right. Chapter 2, I'm not going to read it all, because once I get to 19, that's my sermon topic, okay? In you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin.
in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air. We all know who that is, right? The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves, the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and the mind. And were by nature, listen, by nature, children of wrath, just as others. But God. Somebody say, but God. But God. So anytime you read in your Bible and you see a but, that's, well, Pastor already said it, but it's a direct contradiction to the previous statement, right? So you should get excited when you see a but. Not like some of us get excited because you read a but, okay? Amen, amen. All right, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loves us. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. And raised us up together. Now, I'll explain that a little more in a bit. Raised us up together. And made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come we might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us, Jesus Christ, or in Christ Jesus. For by grace we have been saved, listen, through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not works, lest anyone should boast. Amen. Amen. All right. So let me real quick just say this. So it is in the redemption plan, but it's kind of the same thing. Jesus, when he came to the world, he released the Spirit. So, but listen, Jesus also preached to the people. He went out himself and, let's say, went fishing, tried to recruit or tried to gain. So even us who weren't born under the contract, who wasn't part of that family, this is what he's talking about. He made a way for us to be brought up in Christ together. Gentile and Jew. The ones who had the contract with God and everybody else. There's other parts I read before. I'm glad I did get to it before this, where God was criticizing Jerusalem and Judea, calling them like whores or cheating women. Because God said to them, I made the trip with you. But now here you are going anywhere and everywhere. Just because you hold the law that I gave you to conduct yourself, now they think they're better than everybody else. That's been my problem with the Jewish nation for a long time. That's why I love with Pastor and Rabbi Strauss is doing, bringing us together, because that's the word of God. And I see it. So what I'm telling you, I feel for real and see it. The fact that he made a way, which I don't think. I just say that's what God does. That's what God did. But it was to the Gentiles specifically, or on purpose, God's plan. So look, yeah, I made the contract with these, but you also can be part of the family. All right. Once you hear the word, believe what it's saying. By faith, you're not, I always say you're grafted in, but in this sense, you just adopted, you know? Come on in. All right, all right. All right, all right. So, I'm just going to move on. I'm going to read my verse next, but I want to give you some things first. Because this is how I know y'all messed up. Me too, but anyway. And that we're going to be all right. All right, so in these verses, 1-3, and 4-6. I think we're okay. All right. We were dead, right? It said it in here. We were dead. Dead in trespasses, dead in sin. Because how many know? The wages of sin is death, right? Right? So we were dead. Now we're made alive. We were enslaved, right? Under Satan's control. Now we're enthroned, right? We were objects of wrath. It's in the word. Now we're objects of God's grace. Amen? Amen? So this is how I'm saying I should put a but between all of these, because if it wasn't for the Christ, Jesus, this wouldn't be so. But that was part of the plan. And now we're going to be all right on this side of the ledger. Now we are in the family. All right. Because of the blood. The blood is what did it. All right. We walked among the disobedient. I just did that last week. Anyway, we fellowship with Christ. Now we're in fellowship. Now we're in the house of God. All right. We were under Satan's dominion. Now we are in union with Christ. Amen. So yeah, we messed up. We're screwed up. But God is in it. We're going to be all right. So real quick, I just want to just stop. So looking at verse 13, but let me go back to 11 and I'm just going to read. Therefore, the previous verse is going to explain it. So when you see it, therefore, that means your reading just got a little longer. It's because you got to go read sometimes a whole chapter to understand the therefore, all right? So therefore, remember that you once Gentile against God, not in the family, right? Right? So I want you to understand what Gentile was. We throw that word around, or the Bible does, but we have to understand, you know, like it's totally against God, you know. It was the Israelites. I said it before. I'm saying it again. The Israelites and everybody else. The Israelites saying were literally translated to children of God. That's why God changed Jacob's name, saying your seed. I'm going to call you Israel from now on because your seed is going to be my children, Israelites, which we now call the Jews. But Israelites, God's children, got the contract, got the laws, everything, and everybody else, God isn't in their world. They don't know God. They have no rights. Amen? All right, all right, all right. I'm getting ahead of myself. But we understand it. So therefore, remember that you once Gentile in the flesh. Listen, we're called the uncircumcision. Sorry, all right, so that one over here, right? So the circumcision was part of God's covenant with the Israelites, right? He told Abraham, everybody in your camp And from now on, your whole seed, at the age, at a certain age, has to be circumcised. That's how you prove to me that you're mine. So it was a big thing to the, so much so that they were circumcising to be circumcising. You know, cause it's the thing. That's what God told us to do. That's how they doing. Well, God told me to do this. You ever meet somebody like that? Oh yeah, God don't like ugly. Show me that. Anyway. But you got people like that. And that's how exactly the Israelites were. They were given the law and they got puffed up about it. I'm not going there, but I'm just trying to help you understand. So they were calling everybody else, the Gentiles, the uncircumcision. Not only to stress you're not part of us, you're not in agreement with God. God doesn't, you don't know God, God don't know you. You're the uncircumcision, because that's how we are identified to God as his own. That's what he told us to do. So now, among everything else being so screwed up, you're the uncircumcision. You know, no shot. That's exactly right. Now you have no shot. Because there's no part of God's contract you're fulfilling. So you out. God belongs to us. We God's kids. Plain and simple. All right. Who were called the uncircumcision? Who were they called the uncircumcision by? I just told you. The circumcision. And so Paul makes it plain. Right here it says, in the flesh. By hands. So it's like no big deal. Nothing godly happened to them, because it was just God's contract and told Abraham, do this at a certain age. Then I'll know they're all mine. I guess then he had to. He had to separate them from the rest of the world, make them be different, look different. Anyway, that at that time, you were without Christ, listen, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope. Oh, let me just say this real quick since I got it. Hope is Jesus Christ, okay? Anytime you see hope in the Bible, it's referring to the resurrected Christ. All right. And without God in the world. So basically, that's what Paul is trying to tell them. They called you uncircumcised. Because that's like we discussed. You had no hope. The contract didn't include you. The covenant didn't include you. So you out. Listen. So I don't know if you heard of the inheritance of God. So Abraham, that deal was made with Abraham. That he told Abraham that your seed would be, you know, made like the sands, like the stars. And that seed people would come to hear about me. Right? Like that's why they were separated, to study and be approved. That when the rest of the nation start picking up, so God had the plan in advance. He just used the Israelites to kick it off. Now I'm now figuring it out, right? But anyway, so us Gentiles, you know, we're in too. But now, there's another but. In Christ, in Christ Jesus, you once were far off, having been brought near by the blood of Jesus. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation. That's just what I was saying. I'm getting ahead of myself, I guess. So, Jew, Gentile. The blood of Jesus through Christ. The blood made him say, all right, Gentile, all right, Jew, y'all come together. It's like intertwining two strands of rope, making one thick, unbreakable rope. And then Jesus took that to God. So that's what explains. He said the two or both made one through Jesus. So Jesus presented to God and say, look, these are, you ever hear in the word, I kept all that's committed to my hand, right? That's all he's saying. The Jews and the non-believers who were the non-believers, the Gentiles who had no God, had no hope. But God is saying part of his redemption plan that because of that, you're accepted into the family. So now you who had no rights now get to claim all the rights and privileges and duties. Amen. 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 All right. All right. So I'm pretty much just saying all the our condition before Christ. Look, so here go another one. Here go another one. I read this in my Bible, in the extra stuff. Archaeologists have found one full copy and two fragmentary copies of an ancient inscription in Latin and Greek designed to warn Gentiles about entering the temple. The inscription reads, no foreigners to go beyond the balustrade in the plaza of the temple zone. Whoever is caught doing so will have himself to blame for his death, which will follow. So it wasn't just the people, the Jews, reacting to what God told them or prepared them, how he prepared them, and knows that they were the only ones, that everybody else was a Gentile, which, by the way, they made up too. Gentile is not a God word, but we were Gentile. And I'm saying we because we weren't born in that family. You know what I'm saying? But it became a political event, so much so that the stone that was posted, look, I got it in my Bible right here. Look, that's it. So anyway, that's one of them. But these things were posted outside of the temple, stopping, warning you Gentiles. So you couldn't act like, because everybody in camp would know you're not one of us. You're a foreigner or stranger. And so I'm going to tell you about foreigners and strangers in a little bit. But I'm hoping this is coming together for you. Little by little, piece by piece. And so my unscripted advice, here I go, off script. But take what you hear, whatever you hear, even from the pastor, and tie it to the next thing he says. That will make your Bible come more alive to you and make you live it better. You know what I mean? Add the pieces up. Don't just say, well, oh, that was a good scripture. You know, pastor was on a good topic. See where that goes with the other scriptures. Because they all do. Now, I chose, because we read a lot, I'm not going anywhere. Well, yes, I am later. But most of the time, a pastor goes Old Testament, New Testament, stuff like that, to tie stuff in for you. You got to piece that stuff together. All right, I'm going to stop. All right. That's Big Brother mood. I'm sorry. All right. So let me go to 19 and stop messing around. So I think first I gotta read just a little bit. All right. Because Paul is making a big fuss about explaining to us how us being the Gentile made us far from God, made us without God, made us outside the contract. And he said, you who were far off and to those, okay. See, this is where my reader was going to read. I'm sorry. All right. And I'll do it from here. So it says that by the blood of Jesus, not only did he break down the wall of separation, that's specifically between the Israels and everybody else, the Israelites and everybody else, okay? Break down the wall, meaning that their bias towards us and us not being allowed, you know, or the Gentile not being allowed to hear about God. Now, Jesus himself goes and preaches. And he came and preached peace to you, right? God's peace. He said, you who were far off and to those who were near, the Gentile and the Israelites, the Gentile and the Jews. He said, for through him, we both have access by one spirit to the Father. That's pretty self-explanatory. So I'm going to leave it alone. All right. So, Gentiles and Jews both now have access to God by one Spirit. The working of the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ by faith, reconciled to God in Christ. That's part of the plan. Amen? All right, now, what I showed up today to show you. Verse 19. Now, therefore, another therefore, right? So, not only verse 1, but chapter 2, the little bit I read in chapter 2. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Now, somebody else say hallelujah. I know y'all don't know where I'm headed. I know y'all probably didn't read that. But if you read that, you know that it's something big. And I'm just excited. I wish I had more time. But I am going to read through this and stop. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers. Short-term, transient, non-residents. That is a stranger. Resident. Oh, okay. And foreigners, a similar word, resident aliens who settle permanently in the land or country of their own choice, but nevertheless had limited rights. The strangers had no rights. Amen? Amen, amen. This was your position before Christ. But your position, fellow citizens, you enjoy all the privileges of God's household, implying togetherness and inclusion. Listen, I'm going to pause to say this. I always say this because this part I do understand, the adoption. I relate it to when my girls bring their friends over. When they come in into my house with my daughter, they belong to me in my house. So yeah, I'm not going to let you starve in my house. I'm not going to let you hurt yourself in my house. As far as that, Justin Logan's friend, Andrew and his sister, same thing. They're mine. Andrew cannot keep a job. So I whispered in his ear too. I'm trying. But anyway, I treat them like they're mine. That's what God is saying here. Strangers, you got no rights. You passing through. The foreigners, yeah, you in a foreign land with limited rights.
I got a buddy from Canada. He retired and was still working. He said, oh, I just got a raise in my Social Security. I was like, how you get a Social Security check? He said, yeah, but I got to pay $500 every year for my working visa. I was like, what? So I'm looking at him like things seem unfair to him, but I'm like, you're a foreigner. You know, by his own choice, he chose to take up residency here. But he's still a resident alien. Anyway, your new position is fellow citizens, where you have inclusion, right? And believers are adopted into God's family, are united with the saints of every era. Now, this caught my attention because he said it in the script. He said, you as believers, once you're adopted believers, you are joined with or united with the saints, which saint doesn't say, you know, black church believers. Saint says believers. So this is God's redemption plan to unite the old Israelites and the Gentiles. So whether it be new or old, so now you as a believer adopted into the family are in union now with all the saints of every era, past, present, and future. So now we can relate to past, we can join with present day, and we can walk together and tell our stories to the future. All right. Believers adoption, God are united, the saints of every era, past, present, and future. God's new family is not only a new nation, but also a new building. And this is what I want. The foundation being on the apostles and prophets. That's what I just read. But, listen, okay, maybe I should read and then I can be gone with it. So I'm all saying all this to say we're going to be all right. No matter what kind of drama you in, no matter how hurt you feel right now about a situation or about what you can or cannot do, guess what? We're going to be all right. And I'm sorry for my grammatics, but... Oh, by the way, speaking of that song, I can't think of God's name. Anyway, I'll come back to it. But there's a gospel song, too. Tide Trip, thank you. We're going to be all right. And he shouted out, and that's what I wanted to do. Shouted out, we're going to be all right. So don't you worry about it. We're going to be all right. All right, so now, 19 says, now therefore, we are no longer strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. So we're in the household of God with the fellow saints and members, all right? Okay. Now listen, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, that's Paul, James, John, everybody, you know, the prophets, and the prophets of old, prophets of new, listen, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And Barb, I was going to call you because I know you got a cousin of somebody in construction. Yeah, I remember you said that. I was going to call you. But then I did find it. The chief cornerstone. All right. So I got to pause a little bit there because you got to catch the chief cornerstone. You got to catch what Paul is saying about God right here. Change your perspective. Paul proclaims Jesus Christ, chief cornerstone of the whole foundation, capstone, that holds, so I guess I should explain it, right? Capstone, cornerstone. Capstone is a stone when you're building. So when you're building, as you start to go up, laying everything on the foundation,
right,
the capstone is what's going to keep everything in place.
Right.
Or the chief cornerstone, which they're saying Jesus Christ. So the apostles laid the foundation with what they taught. Jesus Christ, what they talked about, is the capstone. Holds everything together. Amen? Amen? Listen, but you got to listen. This is heavy. Remember when I said we had the warning signs because we couldn't go in the temple? Well, now, God now makes the temple us. The very Gentile who wasn't allowed into the temple in Jerusalem. You had warning signs in Latin and Greek. Now the temple is you and me. God, you don't believe me? You don't believe? Okay, let me just finish reading. All right, you don't believe me. All right. All right, all right, all right. So, it's verse 19. And I want you to go read this again, all right? All right. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, the one that holds it all together, in whom, listen, in whom the whole building, the whole building. So this is God's building. This is God's new building. Did y'all know God was in construction? We know God's in gardening, but did you know he was in construction? The new building, not just the new nation, I read that to you. Not just the new nation, but he created a new building, which is what? The church. Amen. So we weren't allowed in the temple. That's part of the plan. God's like, all right, I'm going to make a new temple, a new church. All right, the new building, the whole building, rather, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Amen, amen. Wow. I'm telling you, I don't know about y'all, but maybe it's because I'm stopping and starting, but I got excited when I read this. I got too excited. A holy temple in the Lord. And it kept getting better. All right. This is the last verse. In whom, listen. All right. Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In whom? All right. So the first in whom referred to Jesus. The next in whom refers to us. Being fitted together. Growing into a holy temple. Now that temple, in whom? Oh, y'all got to wake up. I'm going to tell the pastor y'all was sleeping on me. All right. In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Did y'all get that? Did y'all get that? So maybe that got to marinate. Because that's the kind of scripture that changes the way you see things, changes the way you walk, changes the way you talk. Changes the way you read the scripture. Changes the way you do the scripture. Changes or make you a doer. You know, it just. Listen. Just that little section I thought. But I had to have Ty read the other part. Because it all goes together. But the fact that Jesus is the head cornerstone. Built on what all the teaching was about. And the fact that he's. Creating us, fitting us together, so now we commune with each other and make a dwelling place for God himself.
So a church isn't just a church. A church is a body of believers, which is you and me, which is where God dwells. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for that, I know I'm going to be all right. Maybe you're not listening to it and you don't know, but I've been through enough right now that as screwed up as I am, I'm going to be all right. Not out of my own might, because God put me back together. When I got saved, God took me. We refer to it as the hands of the potter and how he reforms the clay. Now I get it. He not only constructs, he reconstructs, making a space for himself. Making a space for his spirit to dwell. So when you think about that, you know, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. It makes you think, should I say that? And listen, you can pray like that instantly. Should I go there? Because God is already, Jesus is in here. You already are in, you're in communion. So look, you are, once you establish the connection, and you establish the connection by the rebuilding. And the rebuilding is done out of the redemption. And the redemption is done because you heard the preached word, you believed the preached word, and in whom God sent. Now construction starts. Now Holy Ghost is in you, all right? The Holy Spirit, rather. Oh, so let me read this part real quick. I don't even have to read it. I'll just say this. The cornerstone, we talked about that, in ancient days, was often inscribed with whoever was ruling, so that that particular ruler got credit for the building or for the construction. So I'm going to ask you, who sent the cornerstone? Right? Right? Who is the cornerstone? And who sent him? So who gets the credit for this church that's constructed? Right? Amen. That's all I wanted to say in that part. Hold on. Chapter 4, verse 1. Paul says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. He says prisoner because he's like bond servant. You know, he got to work. In the beginning, he says, bond servant or servant prisoner for you Gentiles. So he was speaking specifically to the Gentile. And he says, I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling in which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness and long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is only one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Amen, amen, amen. I did have another scripture, but I better stop. I hope I help you raise an eyebrow. Amen. I hope you have something to dig into right now.
Right.
And I hope you take that. And I'm sorry I took so long, but it's been a long time, you know. And honestly, I didn't think I was going to get here. Listen, I seriously hope you got something. I want you to be excited as I was when I read that. I hope you got it. And listen. Oh man, it's almost 11, 11, 15, 11. Wow. Okay. I know. I wanted to say this. I had to talk to God, but I had to do that without you in my ear. I mean, what you saying? Because I know it's late and I'm stopping. But God, I'm hearing I gotta tell it. Or at least this part of it, that when you're down and out, sometimes you can think it's over. Sometimes you can think, I'm down and out, leave me alone. Just like when Pastor asked me, do I fill up the preacher? He said, do you fill up the preacher? First he texts me and said, meet with me tomorrow. We got to talk. And then I go see him and he goes, you fill up to it? He said, and this is the part, Mark. You know we can't get fired, right?
Right?
Don't get laid off either. You know, sometimes you do certain jobs, you be looking for a layoff. It ain't happening. Anyway, he says real simply, because you ain't finished. That was both my boss saying, get back out there, and it was also inspiring because I thought I was, I ain't gonna lie. Because with him looking over me, he was resting me. But I was taking it like, man, you know, like, I'm, how they say, nipping at the bit. When am I going to get back up there? Anyway, but the real ministry is outside of this building. The real ministry is all the people you meet or that's in your life that's not in this church now. That's the real work. Remember I said, it's a part I didn't even get to. But, so the other scripture, oh my goodness. 1 Peter 2:5, and you read that. From 2:5 on down, he talks about the cornerstone there. Matter of fact, that's where Bob Marley got the song, because I was going to come out singing it. The stone that the builder refused, yeah, will always be the head cornerstone. And that's what he's talking about, the stone that the builders refused, meaning the prophets, the one, or apostles, the one who gave the word, were leaving Jesus out. And he said, and because of that, I'm going to make you the chief cornerstone. Anyway, the stone that the builder refused. The stone they should choose is the stone they refuse. Anyway, so you're not done. And you do it outside of here. And no matter how you feel, God's going to give you what to say and when to say it. And understand, the foundation that's in you, that's being built in you, Jesus Christ is part of that building. So brick by brick, that's what the word says in there. Brick by brick, he's saying, each one of you are a stone in the new building. Jesus Christ is just a capstone, you know, holding up. But each one of us make up the building, the church, of which God is dwelling in. His spirit. So go ahead, go forth, and do it. Do God. Amen. 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 I'm sorry. I just wanted to encourage. I wanted to tell. Because when I was sick, that's when I found out. Anyway. All right. Amen. 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 Who, you, Bart? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. It's not many of us here, but I want to do call to salvation and open the doors to the church. I'll do them both. So
So if you hear the Lord calling, you understand if you understood what I was saying, you went up. Because that word wasn't for everybody. And I'm sorry, I should have picked a lot easier topic. But if the Spirit was working in you, you got it. Amen. Amen. And if you hear and you understood a little bit, maybe the salvation plan got to you where you picked up on that. So, come join this band of believers. If Jesus Christ, if you're accepting the work of God through Jesus as your salvation, come join us. Or come let me pray for you. Amen. Because God is working, and we often hear he works in mysterious ways. It's yes and no. Because the mysteries of God are not hidden to the believer. You know, we think they are, just because, and it's like that sometimes, just because we didn't read it yet. We don't understand. So, hey, my dad's in the house. All right, I think I did all right. At least I got him here anyway. Anyway, so salvation call number one, if you receive in Christ, Jesus, and understand. And two, if you need our house to join, come here. Amen? Amen. And so, look, I'm here. Brother Todd's here. Sister Barb here. My wife is here, Kimala, Cassandra, Keisha. So if you see any of us, and you think that, how can I join? Or how can I be saved? We can all tell you. So if you don't want to, because it's a limited people, so when you get up, yeah, we're going to notice. And you might be thinking that in your head, so I don't want to move. But you can always see any of us, all right? Amen, amen, amen. All right, now, some other time I owe you our testimony. I'm not going to do it yet. I owe you a testimony. Because something interesting happened in the hospital. Long, 8 months now, right? But anyway. Just, let's rise and be dismissed. Oh, not yet? Oh, I'm sorry. Here you go.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Our minister Norm, he gave us a good word, something we can dine on all week long. Amen. Amen. And I know the hour is late. I want to share something with you as well. He touched upon it in his sermon. Last night I had the ability to attend a birthday party. And before y'all hang your head, it wasn't that kind of birthday party. It was a young man in his 40s, and he chose to have a praise and worship service for his birthday party. In the church, and when he got up to give remarks to thank everybody for joining him, he said the reason he wanted a church service was because some of those people who were in that house, that's the only time they would come to church would be to come celebrate his birthday. He's a very well-known young man in the community, something to do with training athletes, that kind of thing, so he's been all over the world. I mean, we had some excellent, excellent performers for this praise and worship service. And it was wonderful to see 30 and 40 and 20-year-olds praising God on a Saturday night. And I thought that was the most beautiful testimony for a life, that may be the only time, and you may be the only person somebody gets a glimpse of what God is. Amen? And what his love is. Amen. Take that home with you and remember that all week long. Amen? Hey, it's offering time in the tabernacle. Amen. It's time to give unto the Lord. We are so happy to have you with us. Hey, if you're in the sanctuary, you can give, of course, via the baskets. One basket is for our speaker. The other basket is for tithe and offering. If you are online, you can give either of three ways. You can give via text. You can text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you'll receive a link to go ahead and give that way. You can give through our website, which is www.taylortabernacle.com/giving, and you can follow the instructions for that. And the third way you can give is via U.S. mail, and that's Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. Please, ma'am, please, sir, do not send cash through the U.S. mail. Amen. Amen. We are so happy today, and we thank you this morning. We're going to ask our sister Cassandra to come and give the announcements, and immediately following her, our Reverend Norm is going to come back and dismiss us. Amen. Can you hear me? I'm sorry. Okay. October 15th is the 85th birthday celebration for our Bishop James Ford. The time is 1 to 4 p.m. Location would be Tri-Stone Pentecostal Church Fellowship Hall. That's 6533 Wincote Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 19139. All are invited to attend. If you would like to attend, please text your RSVP to area code 718-971-0879. And we're going to watch a brief video for our next announcement.
Everything new, everything new.
What's up, everybody? This is Heber Brown III from the Black Church Food Security Network. We are at the New Psalmist Baptist Church in Baltimore for this exciting event that brings a farmer's market and a flea market together on this massive campus. We've been here all day long with black farmers, with flea market folks. As you can hear, the music's in the background. We've been having a great time getting nutrient-rich produce in the hands of our people in a way that is culturally aligned and appropriate. It's a celebration, not just a market. It's about health, wealth, and power, and we are amazed that God is doing this great work here. Not only are we at New Psalmist, but at churches all over the United States. We'll be doing events just like this. And so, get ready, because we're coming to a spot near you very soon.
Everything new.
Okay, so with that, on October 16th will be our first annual Soil to Sanctuary Farmers Market. It's going to be 12 to 2 p.m. here at the Tabernacle on our church sidewalk. We'll have food from our garden, food from the farmers in the South, stone grits from South Carolina, collard greens from North Carolina, honey from Virginia, and a whole lot more. In addition, we'll have local vendors with tables as well. The music will be bumping, and we will have grilling. I don't think we're going to have that. So please be prepared to come with some money to support farmers. This is not a free event, so please purchase. Bring some money to purchase, or if you have you'll have vendors who will have Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. You know, they take all forms of money. We're shooting to have 100 people, so we're going to have new flyers next Sunday. So we want to distribute all those flyers out to the neighborhoods, you know, to the other churches, so we can get the other churches involved also. So if you have someone who would like a table, please see our Deaconess Kima Alliance to let her know, because she's the head of this
service right now. So FYI, Bishop Ford will be there for the morning service, and he's coming out for that afternoon. Also, the church van is operational, so please leave a message on the church voicemail by Thursday, or call Brother Sean directly, and he will schedule some transportation for you. So that is it for our announcements. Thank you.
I don't know why y'all couldn't hear her. I heard her fine. I was sitting right there. All right. Look, if you want a real, real honest answer, ask Cassandra. Look, no. She's real simple. All right, everybody. I want to give y'all my motto, but I realized I never wrote it down. Dang. But I do know it. So when I say I messed up, you messed up, and we're going to be all right, listen, some things won't seem right. You ever get that feeling it just don't seem right? Some things won't be right, like me. Some things are going to fall apart at the last minute. Some things won't come together to the last minute. But we're going to be all right. If God is in it and God is with us, we're going to be all right. All right? Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.